So this is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Tabitha Kelly. And this episode is all about how way back in the day, after the famous New York Scores nightclub called Scores, was shut down by none other than Mayor Rudolph Giuliani when he kicked out all the Italian mafiosos like the Gambinos and Gottis, and the club stopped being as infamous as it was, and where all the celebrities couldn't even go there to party anymore because it was like $30 to enter and like $30 for a watered down drink and another $30 for like an air lap dance. And it was just, it turned into a, it was like a, what do they call those? Oh God, it was like a factory. So celebrities don't want to go to a factory where you're going to get like repeated lap dances. Like you have to pay $20 lap dance, right? Okay, nobody wants to do that. So all these underground parties started popping up all over Manhattan, New York, where all of New York's finest, and especially the Wall Street guys, knew where to show up. It was word of mouth, and they would be at these private loft parties that were like million-dollar lofts with all these sectioned-out rooms. And so when these underground loft parties started showing up, that's where nobody had to pay to get in, and it was a BYOB, which meant bring your own booze, and anyone could enter. And we had like these live lesbian shows going on and all these entertainment performances. There was like a Sibian machine where strippers would sit on top of the Sibian with like 12 different, what are they called? Like different modules. Like there was and it was like you could pick whichever dildo for the stripper to sit on. So some of these strippers would like sit on that, and it would, and customers and clients would like pay to watch them. And then we would have like a revolving bed, and we would do like a daisy chain, and us strippers would be like eating each other out, and or with strap-ons on, and it was like so entertaining. So we would be packed every night with hundreds of these Wall Street guys that did not ever want to go to Scores again, because since Rudy Giuliani took it over, it was like a factory. So you could come instead to an underground loft party and see these live lesbian shows and Sibian shows. And it was bring your own booze. And so after a while, these underground parties got so popular that, for instance, the owner started getting really greedy, and he started hiring these really hot Ukrainian and Asian chicks that were definitely 15, 16, 17. And then the private rooms would be like, there was like a line around the corner of these guys, and it turned into a really, it started getting really sloppy. And I warned the owner, I'm like, you cannot have underage chicks in here. They look like they're 25, but they're not. At a bring your own booze location, when there's at least 500 really wealthy Wall Street guys packed into the venue that come here for the show, because if you get sloppy like this, you are going to get shut down. And so the Jewish owner, Lou, he's like, he didn't listen to me. He's like, whatever. I'm like, I'm telling you. And also, I knew for a fact, because I always was smashing the head of the FBI or the police chief at the time, because I happen to be into those. Those are my type. So I'm like, I'm not talking out of my ass. I'm warning you. They also gave me a heads up. So anywho, the owner of the underground loft did not listen to me or take my advice. And so sure enough, within like a few months after this location got incredibly popular, of course, the FBI came in and raided it. So all of the clients were put into one room, and all of the strippers were put into another. And the FBI, like, isolated both, and the clients that were there were, like, freaking out, like, oh my god, we've got, like, kids and wives we have to go home to, but we can't leave until the FBI, like, does a complete shakedown. And in the meantime, in the other room where all of us strippers were and entertainers, I was like, okay, ladies, come on, show your faces. We have cameras in our face. We're on national television. Don't be ashamed. Show your faces and tell the cameras. Look into the camera and be like, we are not ashamed of anything. You are going through college and you're trying to have your, you're working to like get your, to be able to afford to pay for college, or you're a single mom and you're trying to afford to pay for your kids. Show your face to the cameras. There's no shame in this. Show your face and be strong and look into the cameras and tell them we are not ashamed to be here because we are not whores. We are here making an honest living. And so I'm looking around waiting for all the other entertainers to like stand behind me, and they're all covering their faces. I'm like, really? Nobody? No? Oh, okay, so apparently I was the only one that was not a whore in the entire place. Oh, so anyways, the cameras and all of media had a great, that was really funny because I was the only one that was not ashamed to show my face. And my favorite part about it was this was all captured on Tosh.0. Oh god, and it's called the strip club raid that I was featured on Tosh.0 because I was the only one that was in front of the cameras waving and blowing kisses. I'm like, stand up and look into the cameras. We are not ashamed. Oh, God. They all got arrested. So anyways, that was hysterical. You can see that on the Tosh.0 show that I was featured in on TV. And it's, has, I think it's like / strip club raid Manhattan, but oh lord, that was really disturbing and hysterical. You're welcome.